to the Matt and Rebecca channel. As you guys know, we are trying to make the Game Master good again, and I accidentally broke the transformation device when I had a battle royale with the Game Master at the Lake of Secrets, which means that Robbie Rob is our only hope to make the Game Master good again.
Wait, you didn't tell us you were the one that broke the transformation device.
I'll tell you about it later.
The last time I hung out with Robbie Rob alone, he kept drawing these weird geometric shapes.
Wait, when did you hang out with Robbie Rob alone?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
What? What's going on?
Also, Robbie Rob went into the freezing pool. You guys know that helps him remember things. And he said Sophie, and it looked like a YouTube play button. And so I did a video with Sophie Dossie, and this was on her neck. And she said a pizza delivery person gave it to her. I think it might be Robbie Rob, and it's a heart with an A.
I don't know why Robbie Rob gave her a heart.
He gave that heart necklace to her, probably because he loves her. I mean, he loves a ton of girls.
No, he said he never even met her.
Yeah, Matt, that's not it.
Maddie actually called Robbie Rob and asked him to come over today.
Oh, hey, Robbie Rob. I was wondering if you wanted to come over and hang out, you know, with me, Rebecca, and Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like a secret or anything this time, right?
No, it's not a secret.
Oh, where's Matt?
Okay, yeah. I'd absolutely love to.
Okay. Oh, remember those blue jeans you wore that one time that we were only eating red food?
Yeah, I think so.
They looked so good on you. I was wondering if, like, maybe you could wear them today. You know, I really like those.
I have them in my pizza bag, so I'll just change into those right before I come over.
Perfect. Awesome. See you soon.
All right, I'll see you then.
Okay, bye.
ZFM, you guys know that device that Daniel has where we can see his vision is in those jeans, and we haven't been able to do it because he wasn't wearing them. So this is perfect. So Robbie Rob is going to be here in less than 5 minutes.
And we are going to be doing the geometric shapes challenge.
So hopefully we can figure out what these geometric shapes he drew mean.
Let's get to work.
Okay, ZFM, so my items are set. I have a circular cookie, I have a square brownie, and I have a triangle slice of apple pie. Which one of these is your favorite? Guys, how are you doing?
I sliced lemons into circles, I have Dorito chips, which can be triangles, and I'm cutting a meat square right now.
I just pulled the pizza out of the oven, which is gonna be my triangle. I am making a slice right now of cranberry sauce, and I am using watermelon as my squares.
So we have all the geometric shapes, but we don't know which of these is going to trigger his memory. You guys, comment below which one you think it will be.
This has to work. We have no choice right now.
Using Daniel's device, you guys were able to see Robbie Rob's vision when we did only eating red food for 24 hours. You guys saw him being chased by the Red Hood spy, seeing something that he couldn't, and then there was a code, and with the decoder ring, it spelled out pizza.
And when Matt was copying Robbie Rob for 24 hours as his best friend, I found a drawing of TikTok logos in Robbie Rob's pizza bag.
And most importantly, we found out that Robbie Rob has a crush on Sophie Dossie because he gave her a heart necklace.
He doesn't have a crush on her.
Okay, let's get the round ready.
I just realized I grabbed a mitt, but we have absolutely no hot food.
Oh, Robbie Rob just texted me. He's at the front door.
Oh, okay, let's set the foods out.
Wait, you guys, you can't let him know that I showed you this paper. I'm gonna lose his trust.
Okay.
Definitely not gonna let him know.
Don't tell him.
I won't tell him, Maddie.
All right, you guys, remember, geometric shape challenge.
Geometric shape challenge.
Yes.
Hey!
Some dark blue good jeans.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see those. Turn around.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. We are doing a challenge right now in the kitchen. Okay. It's a really fun one. It is a food challenge. And you like food, right?
Right. Kind of like what we've been doing the last couple times I've been here.
Kind of. Not red though this time. This time we're doing geometric shapes.
Okay.
For the challenge.
That's
okay.
A little bit of a switch up.
Yeah. We're making it fun. So do you want to go do it?
Yeah, let's do
here,
it.
I'll grab that.
No, it's cool.
Yeah. Got it, man.
No, it's cool.
All right, ZFM, he wore the jeans. He has the device in his back pocket. I checked.
Okay, but he still won't show us what's inside that pizza bag.
I mean, I don't think we really need to look what's in there.
It's probably a list of all the crushes or girls that he's dating right now. So I think that's what it is.
Okay, yeah, we need to get that bag.
All right, so today we're doing the geometric shapes food challenge. The way this challenge works is that there are three sheets of paper down here with different shapes. We are going to, at random, pick up one of these pieces of paper. Whatever it is, you have to eat that shape of food. So Rebecca would eat a square piece of food right there. Robbie, are you excited to eat some
good food? Yeah, let's get it.
Okay, we each took turns making these rounds up. So there are some really good foods in here and some really bad foods. Who wants to do round number one?
Okay.
All right, Rebecca, you're out. Let's do your round, though.
No, my round's the best. Fine.
All right, rubber up. Step up. Here we go.
Okay, ZFM, so round one is starting of this geometric shapes challenge. Just remember, the whole point of this is for us to get Robbie Rob to remember his memories so we can save the Game Master and make him good, because I think we're running out of time.
On the count of three, we're each going to reveal our shapes. One, two, three.
Pop!
Circle!
Triangle! Rebecca, bring out the food.
The first round might be the best round because I planned it, but who got the triangle?
Maddie, Matt.
Go ahead.
Matt, I hope you enjoy some apple pie. Who got the circle?
Oh, I got
Maddie.
Circle.
You get to eat a giant chocolate chip cookie. And Robbie Rob?
Brownie!
Brownie.
I ate a piece of it.
What?
Wish I had done a red item, but Dad, does anyone need a fork?
No.
I don't need a fork.
This is all finger food.
Maddie, maybe you want to switch places?
Oh, yeah.
No, just
in the middle. Oh, yeah, and Robbie Rob, by the way, I got this for you in case, you know, you wanted to draw something.
I mean, the shapes are already here, though.
Yeah, but in case, you know, it's like the inspiration comes to you.
Oh, yesterday?
Thank you.
But, yeah, like yesterday.
Yesterday?
Look at this pie. It looks so good. You guys should get going on this geometric shapes challenge.
Well, draw away.
Sure, here you go.
No. It's not. I already drew some stuff.
That's all you.
Three, two, one. Nothing like cold apple pie. Triangle's by far the best one right now. Good round, Rebecca.
I don't know what you're talking about. Circle is definitely the best.
Square is amazing.
Amazing? Like, you want to draw something?
No. Like, I just want to eat more of the brownie.
Really, there's nothing that, like, comes to mind that you want to draw?
You want me to draw you, like, one of those French girls?
Where's the tone going right now?
Huh?
I don't know.
I'm just very happy with the brownie. That's where the
tone is.
All right, so now we are moving on to round two. Addie gets to do this round because she picked the items.
All right, go ahead and choose your items.
Okay.
Guess I'll take this one.
Reveal your shapes in 3, 2, 1.
Woo! Where
are you? Triangle again.
All right, who has triangle?
Yes.
You get Doritos.
Ooh,
not bad.
Just one.
Wait, one Dorito chip?
That's it.
Are you kidding me? This isn't gonna fill my appetite.
Portion control, Matt.
Who got circle? Oh, you get lemon.
A lemon by itself? Lemons? I mean, I like lemonade, but I do not like sour things. Do you think this is gonna be sour?
And then you must have gotten square.
That's right.
I got a square slice of meat for you.
I don't think I've ever seen a square meat before.
Wendy's.
Enjoy your items.
We just have to eat it?
Anything you wanna draw over there, Rocky Rock?
No, I'm good.
Let's not feel you're eating that square piece of meat. Geometric shapes.
That's bad.
It's so sour. Do I have to do both?
Yeah.
You have to eat the rind too. The outside.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's part of it.
Fine.
That seems so bad.
It's coming back out. It's coming back out. Oh no.
I can't. I just thought I'd do it all at once. I committed. Let's move on.
Rubber Rob, anything?
Yeah, I did not get any lemons. I'm good. I'm good.
Oh no, I forgot to put red food in there just like Rebecca. Hopefully the next one has some red items because we need to speed up this process. It's not working fast enough.
All right, round number 3. Yay. Okay, this is the round that I did. It's gonna be amazing. Pick your shapes.
I thought it was gonna fall.
Remember, we're drawing what we have, okay?
We are drawing what we have?
Sorry, we're eating what you have.
Okay.
Unless
you wanna draw something.
All right, Sam fam, all three of these items are red. That means that Robbie Rob's gonna have a vision. Well, except for the pizza. I mean, there is red pepperoni on there, but
yeah, it's gonna work.
Yeah.
Okay, reveal in 3, 2, 1.
Hey.
So Rebecca, you have red cranberry sauce.
Okay. Sam fam, I don't know about you guys, but cranberry sauce reminds me of Thanksgiving. Do you guys like cranberry sauce?
I do.
Maddie, you have red watermelon.
Ooh, yummy.
Ooh, that's good.
Yay, watermelon, my favorite fruit.
And Robbie, you have Domino's pizza.
Perfect. It's like cheating on my girlfriend. This is definitely not Domino's. Probably like it.
What did you say?
I said this isn't Domino's.
Okay.
All right, are you guys ready for this round?
Yeah.
Woo!
New twist.
What?
You can't use your hands.
Why?
Wait, what?
We just have to eat it like this?
Yeah, just eat it.
Three, two, one,
go. Rob, eat the whole thing, not just the crust.
No, like crust.
I can't pick it up.
Get it back. Oh, that's so gross. It's so weird. Oh! Rob, you only eat the crust.
You should definitely eat that pepperoni.
Yeah.
That red pepperoni.
Red.
Wait, are we finished?
Do you want some of my cranberry sauce? There's a little left.
Rebecca, you don't have any left.
I don't want any of it. I need to use bathroom. Be right back. Okay, I have no idea what's going on. They want me to keep drawing things and I'm a terrible drawer. If it's with Maddie, it's a different story. It's kind of a weird vibe. So I'm just gonna give him a breather and then go back and hopefully things have changed.
Please, it's not working.
I know, and he's not eating any of the red food.
What do we do?
Some of these weird geometric shapes that he's been drawing are like overlapping.
Wait, what did you say?
Some of these weird geometric shapes that he drew are-
No.
The first one.
The weird geometric shapes?
Yeah, weird.
He kept saying that they were so weird when he was drawing them.
Rebecca, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah. Weird food combinations!
Yes, that people love!
Zamfam, you guys know weird food combinations. It's like hot Cheetos and milk.
Yeah, it's like onions and pickles with like mayo and stuff like that.
Maybe if we combine them, Robbie Rob will be able to have his vision.
Split up, we need to make some of these right now. Go.
Also, I need to talk to Maddie because my nightmares are getting stronger.
For my weird food combo, I'm gonna do a slice of apple pie with cheddar cheese on top. Ew, cheesy pie.
Okay, so I love carrot cake, so I have this square slice of carrot cake and then I have Doritos chips. Let me just make sure they're okay. Yeah, they're okay.
For my weird food combination that people love, I have a slice of pizza and gonna put a little banana on top.
No, that is not something people love. That can't be good.
This is also geometric shapes, so this is actually pizza, which is a triangle, and a banana, which is a circle. Look at that. Yummy.
Okay, you guys, I think we all need to eat all of them so he tests all of them and then we'll just let him decide which one he wants to eat.
Maybe he's drawn to something.
Hey!
Okay, so we are on round two of this geometric shape food challenge and what we are gonna be doing is weird food combinations
that people love.
Testing these weird food combinations, yes, so we each have one and we're all gonna try each of them. Rob, you get to decide which one we should try first.
Okay, triangle looks the less funky.
Oh, like the triangle chips?
Yeah.
Start with that one first.
I guess just
guess first.
Yeah, Robbie Rob, why don't you go first? I just realized I should probably get another chip. Go ahead first.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah.
Dogs are barking again.
That's it?
Good?
Nothing?
Yeah, finally, like, not bad.
You, like, want to draw something, maybe?
No, paper.
Not really.
Paper and a pen.
Maddie told me you might want that.
That was awesome. Great.
Wait. Aren't you doing...
Gonna try?
Yeah, that's the challenge. Of course we were. I'm just scooping up some frosting on my Dorito chip.
I don't mind it.
It's actually really good.
Not as bad as I thought.
Actually, I kind of just want the frosting.
Okay, Rebecca!
Stay on task.
Okay.
We don't have much time.
Yeah, let's go. Who's next?
I mean, you guys can pick. I don't really
Apple pie? Can I guess?
Yes. Go on mission right now. Yeah. Go in there.
By yourself.
I'm kind of in it. Hold on.
Maybe get some of the apple.
Yeah, you're a genius. Yeah, a little bit of everything.
What's the topping?
It might be cheese. Cheddar cheese.
Wait a sec. Why did you do that, Patty?
Oh, that's really good.
Why?
I'm
that's good. Y'all
don't try it anymore.
There's more.
No, please don't.
Are you kidding me right now? Manny, why would you do that?
That was so dumb.
I'm eating this so I don't smell anything.
The last one
just put
is
your
pizza
nose.
With cheese on the top. And Benny, I'm just gonna do it, guys. I'm gonna do it myself. I can't.
No.
Obviously, it's a bad idea.
No, he needs to try it.
No, you can have it.
Do it. The damage has been done. Just do it, Matt.
I'll do it because we have to finish the challenge.
Is that good?
That was the worst. Bananas and pizza?
Why would you make that combination? That was your idea. No one wants it.
Well, that was fun.
And I'm productive. Now what do we do for this geometric shaped challenge?
Because
it's not going as planned.
I have an idea. I'll be right back. Stay here. All right, we are running out of time and we need to get his visions back. I know there's dairy on this pizza, but it is worth it. So I'm going to be doing a weird food combination with three items. Triangle, square, and circle. Give this a thumbs up if you think that this is going to work and we're finally going to get Robbie Rob's memories.
Hey, Robbie Rob, did you ever give a necklace to a girl?
Like my mom. I gave a necklace to my mom before.
You gave a necklace to your mom? Where does your mom live?
Idaho.
Do you have any relation with like the number eight?
Eight what? As in eight like I just ate cheese?
No, like the number.
The number eight. Have you seen the number eight? Best friends would tell each other stuff.
That's true.
Dating a lot of girls, maybe you've been giving necklaces out and stuff.
No, not really. Not a lot of necklaces, that is.
Oh!
I'll do whatever it takes to get him to eat this. I'll even give him his first kiss. Okay, I got the square jello on top of the pizza and now I'm putting the circle M&M's. And this is a disgusting food combination. All right, so all of these foods are red. Hopefully this works and we get the vision we need to make the Game Master good again. Okay, get everything out of the way. Okay. This is the third and final round of the Eating Geometric Shapes Food Challenge. I have three foods, circle, square, and triangle. Here, go ahead and eat up.
Wait, which part is the square?
It was supposed to be the jello.
So it is a triangle piece of pizza, red jello, square.
Red M&M's.
Circles.
Yeah. Circles, so I think.
Do we even need to do this round? It looks really gross.
Yeah, I think you should go first.
I should go first?
Yeah. So you wanna go first?
I guess I can.
No, you're gonna bite it. Yeah, big ol' bite.
Yeah. How will you eat it?
We'll get there.
From like.
No, the side.
The side, yeah. Everybody knows the side.
No one eats pizza like that.
No, you eat it from the side.
It starting to smell. Oh, okay, he's dry.
What is it?
See if he has a book.
Oh, that pizza was so bad.
It looks like a circle and a heart.
A heart, he's never drawn that shape before. I have an idea.
I'm surprised you got that. It is a circle and a heart.
Did you see something? Was it like a vision?
It was a vision. It's going away already.
No,
it can't go away. Bring it back.
Here, Robbie Rob, do you want a popsicle?
Just like when we were in your room yesterday.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Matt!
I'll be outside.
What?
Round four! All right, Sam fam, did you hear that? Robbie Rob and Maddie were hanging up in her room alone yesterday while we were here. I went inside that room.
Are you kidding me?
We're gonna end this right now. We need to get the memories back and then get Robbie Rob out of here. You guys know that I made this pool super freezing to prank my wife. Now I'm gonna use it to get Robbie Rob bobbing for apples in the freezing pool. As soon as he comes over here to try to grab one with his mouth, he's gonna get a little push from Maddie Matt. We're gonna figure out what his memories are. Let's get inside, tell everybody that we're ready for round four.
Are you sure, Maddie?
I mean, yeah, it's just us.
I'm silent.
Sure.
Silently over here, not watching. Oh! Are you okay? Red, food, stand up.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Wait! Necklace? It says four. Heart necklace. That's what he was drawing. Zamfam, did you figure that out? Circle and a heart.
Where did you get that? Like, who's that for?
I didn't even know I had this.
Wait, hey, guys. I just set up around four outside.
Right now?
Awesome. Ready to have some fun?
Sure, yeah.
I'll be right there.
Let's go.
Just touch it. Zamfam, did you see that necklace? It looks exactly like the one Sophie Dossie had when she said a pizza delivery person gave it to her. But that one said 8, and this one said 4. Do you think there's more necklaces? What do you think those numbers mean? Comment below. And what are we doing outside? I mean, I thought this was a geometric shapes challenge.
All right, Robbie Rob, I'm super excited about this one, and I think you should go first. Yeah. This is bobbing for apples in the freezing pool.
Bobbing for apples in the freezing pool.
Yeah, circular.
This is a thing.
It is a thing.
You never told us about this part of the
challenge. I know. Just like I said, like you guys never told me about when Robbie Rob was upstairs in the room yesterday.
Again, I feel that wasn't a secret. At least
secret.
It must have slipped your mind.
Secrets revealed. What I have down here are some apples, and we're gonna time each other to see who can get the most out in less than a minute.
Yeah, I'm great at this.
I like the commitment. This is gonna be amazing. And once again, it's circular apples inside a rectangular pool.
Maybe we should just like be honest about things instead of doing it.
I'm ready.
Maddie, why don't you go over there?
Okay.
Wow, look at this. I got a triangle almost.
I got a triangle. Be careful because the edge of this pool is wet.
Okay, I'll make sure.
The rules of this game are you have to have your hands behind your back and grab as many apples with your mouth in 1 minute. I'll be here to support you, okay?
Sure. I mean, honestly, as long as like my body doesn't get wet.
Oh, yeah. Your body won't get wet. No way.
Okay.
Here we go. On your marks. Get set. Let me just count my head. Go.
Okay.
Your hands.
Oh, right. No hands.
No hands. Get one.
Oh, whoa.
Anything cold?
Anything?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
This is perfect. Okay.
Yeah. Let me get a little closer. I'll help you. And go.
If you have any visions, let us know.
Get one. He got one. He got one.
Okay, here. I'll take.
Game master?
Game master.
He ate the apple and put it back in the bowl.
Oh, no. Okay, let's throw that out. Okay, go. Come on. Your minute.
Game master on three, right?
1, 2, 3. Game master.
He said game master.
No, stay under. Stay under.
No.
Mr. X?
Put something on Game Master to turn him bad.
Say it again.
Mr. X put something on Game Master to turn him bad, and he hit the other hand in a box. Mr. X said something to Game Master.
Wait, what did you do? What did you do?
Why would you do that?
No!
Mr. X did something bad to the Game Master. And he turned it bad. He put the other half in a box.
In a box? Make sure that you are subscribed to the Game Master Network channel. It looks like Robbie Rub has more information. We need to figure out what Mr. X did to the Game Master. And what is that box?